Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumare. 10. Then Hrothgar went with his hero train, defensive skaldings, forth from hall. Fain would the warlord Wealhtheow seek couch of his queen. The king of glory against this Grendel a guard had set, so heroes heard a hall defender, who warded the monarch and watched for the monster. In truth, the Geats prince gladly trusted his mettle, his might, the mercy of God. Cast off then his corselet of iron, helmet from head to his henchmen gave, choicest of weapons the well-chased sword, bidding him guard the gear of battle. Spake then his vaunt, the valiant man, Beowulf great, ere the bed he sought. O force in fight no feebler I count me in grimoire deeds than Grendel seems him. Not with the sword then to sleep of death his life will I give, though it lie in my power. No skill is his to strike against me, my shield to hew, though he hardy be, bold in battle. We both this night shall spurn the sword if he seek me here, unweaponed, for war. Let wisest God, sacred Lord, on which side soever doomed decree as he deemeth right. Reclined then the chieftain, and cheek pillows held the head of the earl, while all about him seamen hardy on hallbeds sank. None of them thought that thence their steps to the folk and fastness that fostered them, to the land they loved, would lead them back. Full well they wist that on warriors many battle deaths seized in the banquet hall of Danish clan. But comfort and help war-wheel-weaving to weeder folk the master gave, that, by might of one, over their enemy all prevailed by single strength. In sooth, 'tis told that highest God or humankind hath wielded ever, through wan night stroding came the walker in shadow. Warriors slept, whose hest was to guard the gabled hall, all save one. 'Twas widely known that against God's will the ghostly ravager him could not hurl to haunts of darkness. Wakeful, ready with warrior's wrath, bold he bided the battle's issue. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.